Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
Why this man named John? Why should it be thought that what is written out is true? To start, we learn in the first chapter of this book that he originally was a disciple of John the Baptist. John the Baptist, a different John aforetime mentioned, out in the wilderness at the time before Jesus' appearance, was this man whom had been sent by God ahead of his son with the intent of telling everyone the son was in fact coming. The son would be right around the corner. The message was for people to get ready by repenting of their sins. Thus, the writer of this gospel was originally a follower of this man, John the Baptist. When Jesus appears on the scene, John the Baptist, in effect, tells his disciples to follow Jesus, and that's what they do. Once the disciple John learns Jesus is the Messiah, he leaves John the Baptist and becomes a disciple of Jesus. In reading the account, we understand that this was with his older brother who was named James. There was also a close friend involved named Peter.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.